Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So I was listening to NPR, as one does all the time, in the kitchen. They were interviewing an author, Anissa Ramirez, who has written this book called Alchemy of Us. And it talks about a lot of different inventions and things that happened along the way that make people who they are. And one of the people she mentioned was Elizabeth Ruth Naomi Belleville, also known as the Greenwich Time Lady. She has a silver pocket watch accurate to the 10th of a second.
Wow, and an amazing name.
Yes. Let me give you a little history on what was going on, because Ruth was a time seller.
Really?
Yeah.
This is very sort of Wizard of Oz.
It has a very, like, when I heard them talking about it, I thought, there is a young adult novel in the making. But started jotting notes. But let me tell you about a little history of the Greenwich clock. So that big clock that we do Greenwich Mean Time off of was established in 1675 to aid in navigation. We were like, here's what time it is. Here's where we're located, all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
But with the adoption of railroads and schedules, England needed a national time to keep track. Because, you know, if you think it's 9 o'clock in London and somebody thinks it's noon over here, how do you know when to go to the train station?
True, true.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it.
No,
so
we live in such a digital world where, like, there are three things immediately in my proximity that will tell me the time.
Right.
And it's
They didn't have that back in the day. Ruth's dad, John Belleville, was an astronomer, and he created the time-selling service for about 200 clients in 1836. So for an annual fee, he would once a week go to Greenwich to the clock. It was about 11 miles from their home.
Oh,
and
that's
not would,
bad.
Yeah, he would put the time into his pocket watch. It was this very fancy pocket watch for the time. And then he would go and tell people, okay, it is right at this moment, this time. And he did that for years. And when he died, Ruth's mom, Maria, took over. And he died in 1856. Okay. By that time, the telegraph was broadcasting time signals, so you could listen to the telegraph and it'd be like beep, 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 beep. And
that
would tell
sure.
you. Yeah, that would tell you what time it was. But here's the problem. It was really new technology, and so it wasn't very reliable. And all of John's customers were like, you know, we know about the telegraph, but Maria, would you please take the watch do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they kept paying her and... Yeah. And so she kept doing it until 1892 when she retired. And there were still people who wanted to get their time every single Monday from Ruth Belleville instead of getting it from the telegraph.
I can kind of understand that, because I'm a little that way with, like, news sources or things. Like, that's probably true, but I'm going back to my original guy.
Going back to NPR, we'll see what they say. What does New York Times say?
Yeah, yes. How CNN feel like the BBC? What are they saying?
Exactly. So when Ruth was 38 years old, she took over the time selling. Every Monday, she would travel 12 miles from her house to be at the Greenwich Observatory by 9 a.m. She'd set the family pocket watch. So this pocket watch, 1836. Yes, it's still working. Okay. And she would go visit the 40 faithful customers and tell them what the time was. And even when the BBC began broadcasting the time in 1924, she kept selling the time.
Oh, that 1924. So do you suppose if you got the time from her on Sunday, like, it was a little bit, her watch was slowing down, or do you suppose it stayed accurate all week?
Her watch was very accurate. It was accurate to the 10th of a second. So it might be that your wind-up clock, you know, because you'd have to be winding these things.
And then if you forget. And
yes. And so that's close. I mean, probably you were only a few minutes off, but that could make a difference if it added up.
Yes, for sure. If you're doing court.
I know, exactly. I don't know. My clock said this. So she, Ruth Belleville, did time selling for 48 years, and she didn't retire until 1939.
Wow, really? We'd had a whole world war, and we were on our way to a second one. People were flying. Wow.
Yeah. And she was still doing it. Yeah. And they were saying that World War II is the only reason why she stopped, kind of, because it made it impossible to keep walking the streets. And here's the end of the story, which is sweet but sad at the same time. So Ruth died in 1943, so not very long after she retired from time selling.
No.
But when they found her body, her trusty pocket watch was at her side.
Oh, it probably was always at her side, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a lifetime heirloom that kept a whole segment of London working.
Yeah. That's over 100 years then. Because wasn't her dad 1836, did you say?
1836, yeah.
1939, that's a 103-year-old watch.
Yeah, and that watch is now in a museum.
That was my next question. Can you go see the watch somewhere?
Yes, you can. And I have a link that I will put in the show notes where you can go see the original watch.
It's probably not as fussy looking as I hope it is going to be.
Well, it just looks very classic. And I got to say, I had a watch with a glass face and it's all scratched to hell. And I didn't use it for very long. And this watch looks pristine. So
it had a very careful pocket.
Yeah, they were very clearly taking care of this watch.
That is excellent. That's wonderful family history.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. We need to start selling time.
Yes. I'm afraid that based on my personal habits, you don't want to buy time from me.
Oh. And that's my brainstorm about time.
I love that brainstorm.
Woo-hoo.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.